Hello, this is Paul O'Higgins and welcome to today's podcast. Today I want to talk about the tremendous difference that Jesus makes. The whole difference is summed up in this phrase that Paul uses, and it's throughout the New Testament, but now. But now means there was a past and there's a present order of things. Everything is changed by Jesus and his work. And everyone who comes to him has a before and an after, a past and a but now. Everyone fails and falls, has failed and has fallen. Everyone who has not yet encountered him, from the junkie shooting up in a litter-strewn parking lot, to the militant atheistic professor, to the hassled woman who has had multiple abortions, to the raging street protester, everyone has an appointment awaiting them for a complete turnaround. None of us can boast, but with Jesus, everyone can have a totally new start, a totally new beginning. The death and resurrection of Jesus and his placing the life of his own spirit into our hearts, into the hearts of those who would receive him, changes everything. Today, Christianity is undergoing a tremendous reformation. It is awakening to its roots in Judaism. Christianity is in fact built entirely on the promises and prophecies given to the patriarchs and the prophets. When we see this, the deep connection with Israel and Christianity, it will forever change our understanding of what Christianity is. It removes the soil of ignorance in which the poisonous weed of Christian anti-Semitism was able to grow and flourish in the past, and it reveals our eternal debt to the Jewish people. However, in rediscovering our link with Israel, we can lose sight of how the teaching and work of Yeshua changed everything. He really did bring a revolution. He brought his own people and as many as believe in him from the testimony of guilt and shame to the testimony of forgiveness and reconciliation. He lifted them and all who would come to him from the curse and misery of their past into a present and a future blessing. He did what the law could not do and what the prophets foretold would happen. He fulfilled 100 prophecies, and without in any way being unfaithful to the law and the prophets, he completely changed the way we now relate to God, our Heavenly Father. His death on the cross, by successfully providing permanent atonement for the sin of Israel and the sin of the world, removed the separation between us and God and makes it possible for all to come home to Father God as sons and daughters. In the past, we were alienated by our sin, guilt, and shame. But now, those who come to God, our Heavenly Father, through him, can live in full freedom and in the highest blessings of his love and mercy. Furthermore, by implanting the Spirit of God into the hearts of those who receive him, Jesus changes the very nature of who we are, because we have got a new life principle within us, the Spirit of God. The Apostle Paul, whose mission was to explain the difference between life before and after the cross, often uses the phrase, but now, and the other writers do also, to contrast the entirely new relationship we have with God in the light of the work of Messiah Yeshua. The contrast is summed up in the phrase, but now. But now means that everything has changed. It means that was then, but this was now. Here are a few examples. In the past, Jew and Gentile lived in guilt before God because of their sinful natures and behavior. But now, God, having provided a permanent atonement for all by transferring our guilt onto Jesus and transferring his righteousness onto us, has opened up a way for us to live without guilt and shame in his presence. Paul writes, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. That's by the cross, by Jesus taking our guilt. And then he writes in Romans 3:21, "But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been revealed, having been foretold by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus, the Messiah, for all who believe. For there's no distinction between Jew and Gentile. All have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. But now, through the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice of Jesus, Jesus has borne our guilt and we're restored into perfect fellowship with God." Here's another one. "In the past, we were slaves of sin, bound by the law of the sin that was entwined into our fallen natures. But now we're set free from slavery to sin and made slaves of God because of God's own life that has come into us." Romans 6:22 says, "Now that you've been set free from sin and become slaves to God, you have the consequence of a holy life, and the outcome is eternal life." In the past, we were restrained and had to be restrained. We had to restrain our behavior by commandments and religious observances. But now, love, which is the essence of the law, has been placed in our hearts by God Himself coming to live in us through the person of the Holy Spirit. And we serve God in the Spirit. But now, Paul writes, "But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to that which we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter." It's easy for believers to sometimes get angry with people whose behavior is wild, crazy, rebellious, dysfunctional, and stubbornly opposed to God, as we see in much of our society today. But we forget that we were once that way. We want to write them off, but God never does. The early church was made up of people who were once that way, and so were we. But now, those people had been transformed. Everyone in God's kingdom has a past of failure and missing God's best, whether they were in religion, while living, or in rebellion. These are the ones that God is bringing home to a new beginning, to a new but now. With the sin of the past left on the cross and fully reconciled with God, we can pass from darkness to light. "For we were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light," Paul says in Ephesians 5:8. In the past, Jew and Gentile struggled to live upright lives with a fallen, sinful, broken, Adamic nature, but could not, was impossible. But now, with God's own Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, it has come within us, all who receive Him. And this Spirit of Christ is producing the life and ways of God's own nature, right from the inside of us. This is the mystery of the gospel, which was hidden for generations and ages, but now made known. It was hidden in the past, but has now been made known to this generation and to the generation after the cross. The mystery is this: God Himself has come to live it within us by His Spirit. We can now be indwelt by God's own Spirit, who has come to live within us and to express His own nature through us. Paul writes this in Colossians 1:27. "I became a minister of the mystery of Christ in you, the hope of glory, which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to His saints, to those who turn to Him." Many people in this generation have been written off as nobodies, losers, and disqualified. They think they're disqualified by social class or ethnic background. But now, through Jesus, those same people are being brought from outcast to royalty, from the outermost to the innermost. God is touching many of those who are living in darkness and making them His own special people, His own priests and kings. Peter writes, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous life, who once were not a people, but now you are the people of God, who once had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. What a transformation. We've been brought from estrangement to acceptance, from outcasts to royalty, from darkness to light through Jesus. Let's continue to tell everyone about God's but now. Let's tell it to the people of every ethnicity and every religious background. Let's tell the outcasts, the frustrated, the dysfunctional, the suicidal, the abandoned, the outsiders about God's great but now. No matter how much anyone's past has been messed up by sin, they deserve to hear about God's but now. The way is open for all to receive full, complete, and perfect restoration to God's mercy, God's care, and God's blessing because of what Jesus did for all to be received through faith. What a difference Messiah Yeshua has made. God bless you. Please share this. Pass it on. God is so great.